I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
Welcome to Sean Hammer. Today we will be covering basically nothing. And I don't mean nothing like terror like the last one, but basically a lot of just random stuff. Basically, versatile models and outcast faction, and actually music that, you know, might go with some of the versatile masters and such that I listen to when I paint, and I'll share with you. So it'll kind of be like a little musical episodes, so give you something to listen to while you paint. Hopefully you enjoy it. It's going to be a little bit less me, but that for some of you might be helpful and stuff. So there's that. So let's go ahead and go on forth and such what I've been doing. Well, there's been kind of Sean's been shut in. Work's been cut down to 4 hours a day right now, which is pretty cool. Being paid eight, just four. Shopping's been hard. Been doing it here and there because I gotta watch being around people with my MS and stuff. I just don't want to catch nothing, you know. I got four grandbabies. One's a newborn, and he's also preemie. Excuse me. So don't want to catch nothing. So I've been trying to watch what I've been doing, and I've been painting. I've been getting quick at painting and everything. I painted up Talos. I painted up Annoyance or whatever the hell his name is. Saboteur. I'm getting pretty quick at it too. I painted Saboteur up in 30 minutes, and I was like, oh my god, I'm kind of good at this. I would say I'm running out of stuff to paint, but all of us true gamers know that is a bunch of crackable crap. Let's see, working on getting the airbrush down to a workable science, I guess, for myself. I'm going to try and, I'm going to buy the Neverborn set of big monsters. I got some Cyclopses I bought for $22. Couldn't complain for the price. Free shipping from Shiv's Games, so that was a positive. And I'm going to airbrush that whole crew. So wish me luck with that. Just finishing up odds and ends. Like I said, getting some terror done. Looking for something to use as void hunters. Got to finish up some geishas for the Kwai and Gong set. Painting up some Union guys to go here and there. Waiting for Leviticus box set to come out. And just dealing with this COVID-19. And in the midst of everything, I don't have to tell you, be safe, wash frequently, don't touch stuff that's not yours, and be considerate and kind to others. That's the most important thing. We need to be, I guess, be nice. It's the only way we're going to make it through this. We're jerks and dicks. We're going to be treated like jerks and dicks back. Attitudes flare, and you thought a bad game could get attitudes to flare up. I guess this could be even more. So, we got going with everything, and we'll start with music that I like to listen to when I was painting my my Victoria crews. I started painting them. I had my YouTube on shuffle with a mix, and a band came on, The Bunny the Bear, and I never heard this band before and everything, and song's Ocean's Floor, and I was just floored, and ever since that, I freaking fell in love with this band. I associate this band with my Victorias, and even my Easter Victorias I'm modeling up. I'm keeping the one as the bunny, the woman in a bunny suit, and modeling up a bear head to be like off the Afro Samurai, to put on the other Victoria and do a scenic piece of the Bunny and the Bear with both Victorias. So this is Ocean's Floor. Hope you enjoy, and might play The Kids, I think is the name of the next one, and get back to you in a bit. We'll go over some versatile models and the next music selection. Thank you. Okay. First up, I'm sorry, I'm only going to do one song per artist, I guess. It would be too much to put two songs back to back. But I will go ahead and put 2 to 3 entries, then a song. But here we go. First up, for first style models, we have a few for Outkast. They fit back and forth, so just not versatile just for the Outkast faction, but they can go other places as well. First, we have Barbaros. Barbaros is versatile, of course. He's a henchman and living. He's the Nephilim, so of course you can run him with Nakima. Basically, just Nakima, because the Nephilim, keyword. Maybe Lilith if you're playing Dead Man's Hand. He's 9 points with 5 defense, 6 wounds, movement 5, size 2. He's got black blood, so you hit him, he's doing damage back to you. He's got regeneration 1, armor 1. He's got defense with a crow. He's got cage fighter, and this action when it's a melee attack. The attacking model suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, which can't be cheated, so he's like fighting back with you. He's a Nephilim loyalist. He is a real loyalist, because I should read the card first. He cannot be led, he cannot be hired into crews led by Nakima. So he's just like, screw the bitch, I ain't playing with her. For his attack actions is a 1 melee attack, which is his Makalatu, I think. It's his alligator saw sword, as I like to call him. Instead of 6 with a built-in mask, he can do critical strike with a ram trigger. And he's got shovel side with that built-in mask, which basically push target 4 inches away. This model may push 4 inches up and declare an attack action targeting a different model. Gives you a little bit more mobility in a barroom blitz. He's got challenge is a free action. I think it's a free action. in the phase when this model, or when this model is killed, whichever comes first, the target must discard a card to target any other model than this model with action. So you got it's a willpower duel against somebody 8 inches away. And he's also got bring it. Target moves its movement +2 towards this model. Then it must take an attack action that cannot declare triggers targeting this model if able. Any damage flips from the generated action suffer a negative flip. So it's kind of, I think Taylor's got that too, but I'm not sure. And he's got blood for blood, free tactical action. Stat, target number 10, his model suffers 1 damage. So basically, he suffers 1 damage, spills off onto you, because it states black blood, when its model suffers damage from action or a trigger, every model within 1 inch suffers 1 damage from black blood. So you can kind of throw that on you. I was shocked when I saw this guy when I first opened up the whole Outkast faction pack. That's why I bought all the packs first before I bought any of the books. I only bought 2 books, Resurrections and Outkast, so far. I was surprised to see him in there, and I shouldn't have been surprised, because knowing that Nakima is Dead Man's Hand, threw me off. Versatile Nephilim, so you can run them with some of your masteries and stuff. I don't know if I would. I really like the keyword and synergies going with stuff. Next up, we got Pride. Yeah, I think he looks like Rob Zombie a little bit. But he's one of the Crossroads 7. He's henchman with 7 costs, with 6 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, height 2. Now, I'm expecting that most of these Crossroads 7 are going to change a little bit, because they were kind of quirky to begin with. So, that being said, he's got manipulative, he's got resonance. At the start of this model's activation, if there's another friendly Crossroads 7 model within 6 inches of this model, it gains focus once. 1. Defense with a ram. This wounded eagle. The attacking model must either discard a card or suffer 2 damage. He's got consumed by pride. He has pride. Okay. When an enemy model within 6 inches, witchy fate. This model may discard a send token from the enemy model. Do you have the cheated card must be discard instead of cheat. Okay. When the enemy model within 6 inches would cheat fate, this model may discard a sin token from the enemy model to have the cheated card be discarded instead of cheated. The enemy model cannot cheat fate again during that duel. So that's pretty cool. Bursting with pride, after enemy model within 6 inches cheats fate, the model gains a sin token. So that's how we're getting the sin tokens. He's going to hit you with his guitar for melee attack. It's 233 damage. And you're getting a sin token, critical strike with a ram, and confusing feelings with a mask. You get distracted 1. The song's all about you. Ranger 8. Stat of 6, resistance is willpower. Target may discard up to 2 cards. For each card the target does not discard, it suffers 1 irreducible damage and gains distracted 1. And Sin Spiral with a crow trigger. Target gains a Sin token, and this model heals 1. Tactical actions, it's got destructive performance. It's a 3 pulse. Stat 6, target number 12, once per activation, enemy models within range with 1 or more Sin Tokens must each discard a Sin Token and suffer 3 damage. With a Tome trigger, the beat goes on. Discard a card, another friendly Crossroads 7 model in this model's line of sight may take a destructive performance action. So I'm assuming they all have them, so I might have to do a podcast with Crossroads 7, who knows. He's got Solo, which I'm assuming is free action. And to end the phase, friendly models within range always cheat fate after enemy models in opposing duels. During an opposed duel, if both models benefit from this effect, both effects are ignored. So, to end the phase, friendly models within range always cheat fate after enemy models. Okay, Pride here. His henchman, I don't know who I would run him with unless I'm doing thematic on anything, and when I say thematic, it would be Parker Barrels. That's who I would put him with, just because the look of the model and the look of Parker Barrels' crew, that's who I would pick for that. And that being said, we'll take another little break and come back with some more goodies, starting off with Hans. My legacy on the highway. Alrighty, that was basically the song I listened to when I touched up and finished up some random stuff from my Parker Barrels. That and Texas Hippie Coalition. Two good bands to listen to. Give you a nice little outlaw gunfighter feeling. Next up, like I said, we're going to go Hans. This guy is taking a hit with a Nerf bat. Don't know how I feel about this Soulstone minion, enforcer now, because he's, well, for one, he's Trigon, or Vash Stampede, let's just go there, and mine will look like that, simple as that, and I'll say it, I will own him, just because I have a problem with owning a lot of everything, but he's taking a hit, he's no longer auto-killing anybody with a headshot. I don't know if he could do that. I know the little Ortega guy could. But anyway, let's go over him. He's got 4 defense, 6 willpower, 4 movement, not very quick, size 2. He's got disguise, so he's not going to be the target of any actions targeted by charge. He's got advanced sight, so his attack actions ignore concealment and friendly fire, so that's good. Ruthless, he's going to ignore terrifying and manipulative on other models. He's sniper, so when he takes a range attack action, it may lower his focus condition by 1 to treat the actions having a plus 10 range. And we'll say plus 10 range, well, he's got a range of 14 now, so it'll give him a 24-inch range. With a shooting of 6, could have been higher, I mean, he's a sniper anyway. He's got the clockwork rifle, it's going, this thing ignores cover, and does 2, 3, 5 damage. With a ram, it does critical strike. For each ram in the total, for maximum of 2, tactical planning with a tome, enemy only. This model may, this crew gains a pass token. Stagger with a mask. Models damaged by this action gain staggered. And crow delay. Target gains slow. You can do a warning shot. Target gains distracted plus 1, both with crow triggers of aggressive warnings. When resolving, the target suffers 2 damage, or you could daze the target and they'll gain stunned and push up to 3 inches in any direction. Your only tactical action, which is free, is reference to field guide, which allows you to discard a card, and at the end of this phase, the small adds the suit of the discarded card to its final total. So 8 soulstones for a model that's basically could do 24-inch shot with a max of, without the red joker, 7. I mean, it's pretty good. Doesn't ignore armor. Doesn't ignore anything. I just don't know. A little lackluster, if you ask me. But, gonna have them. If I'm wrong, let me know. I mean, it's like, you might say, Sean, you're an idiot. What the hell's your problem? And I'd be like, oh, I didn't see that. I'm so sorry. Next up, we have the Hodgepodge Effigy. This guy is a Enforcer Construct Versatile Effigy and Puppet. Of course, you can run him with Claudi, if you wish. He's got Defense 4, Willpower 4, 5 Movement, Size 1. Claudi and, of course, the Effigies took a hit, too, because, well, people just hate having fun. Anyway, this guy has armor plus 1. He's hard to kill. So that's going to say if he suffers damage and he has 2 or more health, he can't be reduced below 1 health. Accomplice. So after this model ends its activation, a friendly model within 6 can activate as well. Before and after, this model cannot be hired into a crew containing an emissary of fate model. Well, for everyone who doesn't know, this is before and after. This is the emissary before, get it anyway. Helping hand. If this crew's leader is a henchman, and it's the same faction as this model when hiring, this model's cost is treated as 0. So when you run a henchman, instead of getting a totem, you get the effigy. It's pretty cool. I mean, they hooked up henchmen pretty good. He's got an attack action at 1, 3, 4 damage with a tome on the trigger for armor piercing that will ignore armor. Tactical action. He's got plenty of wares. That will give you a healing flip of 1, 2, 3, and another tactical action of Aura of the Lost for 3-inch aura. And to the end of the phase, after friendly models within range kills an enemy model, this model may discard a card to add 1 soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. not too bad, especially, like I said, he's a cheap model. And if you are 4 points of your running henchman, he's free. Now, his big old cost into it. I'm pretty sure all the emissaries are close. But we got the hodgepodge emissary. From what I hear, this guy is a son of a bitch to glue together and put together. But he looks pretty cool when done. Old prospector type guy riding top of a pack mule that's full of stuff. He's got 6 defense, 6 willpower, 4 movement, size 3. He's manipulative, hard to kill. He's got move along, friendly models that start their activation within 3 inches or of this guy. Gain 1 to the movement to end of their activation. So that's pretty cool. Extra movements, and especially if you're Hans with a 4 movement, it's welcomed. Healing droughts. Friendly models that start their activation within 3 inches also heal +1. This guy's got 10 wounds, not bad at all. Attack actions, he's got trampling hoofs. Range is 0. Damage of 2, 3, 4, and damage gains injured +1. And you'll place the model anywhere in base contact with the target. And with a mask, you got knocked aside, push target 4 inches any direction. This guy's got range attack of throwing junk. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. And with a crow, you can your trigger can target gain slow. This is 10 range. Your tactical actions are penalty of wares. You're healing again, but now you have triggers. With a ram, you got extra supplies. When resolving, the target heals an additional +1. And with a tome, something in my pack. Target cannot have an attached trinket upgrade. Attach a trinket upgrade to the target. So now we gotta go look at what the heck a trinket upgrade is. We have Aura of the Lost. It's an end phase after a friendly model within range kills an enemy model. This model may discard a card to add 1 soulstone to the soulstone's pool. And they also have a Weary Road, friendly only. Move this target up to 3 inches, then drop a ski marker in base contact with it. Not too bad. I don't know if 10 is a little bit, steep or not. But, I don't know. So, we'll go there. I don't know. So, yeah, we'll take a minute. Again, we'll go for another song, like I said. Hodgepodge Emissary, I guess if you want to spend 10 points for a cool-looking model, especially if you like gluing and painting things, he seems to be pretty solid. He could go with a lot of different themes. I think he's on a larger base, so he could pimp out the base a little bit and make him look cool to fit a lot of themes for different things. And, next up, I'm going to be playing Iron Maiden's Dance of Death. I never heard the song before, but one day I was painting my Jackdaw crew. And this song came out, and I wanted to listen to Iron Maiden because I was going through a phase. I never heard the song before, and this song fit perfectly when I was painting my Iron Maiden. I mean, when I was painting my Jackdaw crew, it was, like, perfect. So, I'll leave you with that, and we'll come back, and we'll go into John Creedy, Manifold Child, and then we'll do another song or so, then we'll get out here and like a couple songs for today, a couple versatile models, we'll go from there. So enjoy a song, and we'll be back.
Rushed me from the trees. place. That is where I fell from grace. And they summoned me over to join in with them to the dance of the dead. Into the circle of fire, I followed them. Into the middle, I was led. As if time had stopped still, I was numb with fear, but still I wanted to go. And the blaze of the fire did no hurt upon me as I walked onto the coals. Then I felt I was in a trance and my spirit was lifted from me. And if only someone had the chance to witness what happened to me.
guess I'll never know just why they let me go. But I'll never go dancing no more till I dance with the dead.
Well, up next we have a couple more. We'll take another break, then we'll finish up here. Okay, now we have Johan Creedy, other known as, some people know her as Johanna, if you got the alternate model, which I do as well. Actually, I have another one, him. I was missing a gremlin somewhere, and they, for some odd reason, I had this guy in my gremlin box, and they sent me this guy in the box, and so they fixed it, but I got an actual Johan Creedy, so... Yeah, I don't know what I'm ever going to do with him. I'll probably give him out one day, but I don't have an extra car for him or her, but we'll go from there. This guy's infamous, so I think they'll go with Zip, but he's also versatile. 7 soul stones. He's a defense 5, 5 willpower, 4 movement, and size 2. He's got flurry, so you can go ahead and get rid of a card, and you allows you to discard a card and take the attack action. Another one, he's got hard to kill, so that's good. He's got rush, so when he takes the charge action, you can increase the distance he pushes by +2. That's always good. He's got sabotage. After this model kills a construct, it may drop a ski marker in base contact with itself. Showboating, at the end of this model's activation, if it cheated fate, prevents control hand during its activation, it may draw a card. So, that's cool. This guy's got a relic hammer, but it's got no cool in armor and stuff like some of the other relic hammers does. So, I don't know how I feel about that. But this relic hammer's got 2 range and does 3, 4, 6 damage, ignoring the shielded condition. With a mass trigger, knock aside, so move 4 inches in each direction. He's got Rebel Yell, and that will make it so he can end all conditions on the target. It's a willpower 10 duel with a tome, if he needs that. So you can put somebody out, give it poison, give it somebody else against you, too. He's got Final Rest as a tactile action. Remove all scrap and corpse markers within range. Choose the number of friendly models. This model is line of sight up to the number of markers removed, and each chosen model heals 1. So this guy here, he's pretty, well, no pun intended, pretty versatile. He fit in a lot of different crews. Again, he's a good healer, gets rid of conditions, so, I mean, you're playing out cash, you're going against somebody who throws a lot of poison or anything, it's good to have somebody to take it off. He's not the greatest healer in the world, but a little bit each time. I don't know, wouldn't it be bad to throw in a Von Schill crew? I would run him as in a Free Corpse crew, of course. I don't know, I have a hard time thinking running with an Infamous crew, but I haven't tried it yet. So that's that. Got the model. Bought it painted for like $23, and it's painted real nice, so no complaints there. Next up, we have Malifaux Child. I have plans for this guy. Long plans that'll take forever, and if I ever get to it, I'll explain later. But Malifaux Child, versatile, enforcer, living, 3 costs, 4 defense, 4 willpower, 5 movement, size 1. He's manipulative, and he's disguised. He's got sickles. He's doing 1, 2, 4 damage, and if the target's engaged by another friendly model, it suffers +1 damage, so he's good at stabbing you in the back while you're looking the other way. But I'm pretty sure this has bit me in the ass a couple times before. Just like you, once per activation, target a model with higher cost than this model, which is basically everything but maybe another totem. Or a summoned model that was free, or 2, like a session, I don't know. Second one is targets non-free actions, tactical actions, that does not attach, upgrades, or list a model by name. This model may take the selected action with a -2 to penalty to its stat. It's pretty freaking amazing, actually. I mean, this little guy, he can pop out and just do a lot of freaking stuff to you and not expect this little kid playing jacks with his sickles. I mean, like I said, just bit me in the ass. This kid can pretty much go on anything. Yeah. So I wanna literally turn my back on this kid. If you were looking for spend 3 points, yeah, I would go for it. If you want to waste 3 points, you have nothing else to spend. You want a soul stone or two left over. You know, you got 5 points or something. Why not? It's not bad at all. Probably will get one. Probably I got two plans. One, I'm gonna keep secret. Keep it safe. Keep it secret. Other one, I might just put. My big thing is when I go over my Hamlin crew, I got that cat lady, crazy cat lady Katniss, and I'm going to end up kind of modding a couple things. One will be my Midnight Stalker. I'm not really going to mod them all, but I'm going to put a couple cats on his base if I can get a couple, hold of a couple cats, you know, circling around his feet and stuff. And in my head, I'm going to make him kind of a relative of Katniss. Why not? Second of all, I got that Emily, whatever. I think that's her name, Bathory, or. But the alternate, Nicodem. I don't know what to use her for. I was going to use her as Bette Noir, but I got Bette Noir and kind of like her. So, I was thinking about trying to maybe sculpt a little bit of a pudge on her stomach to make it look like she has the dress a little bit, give it a little bit of pudge. And sculpt like a stole on her and kind of make her like a Disney character with cats and make her my Benny Wolcombe. But for Katniss, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know why I just went with all that. Anyway, we'll be back. We'll take a late, nice little second. I think we are going to go with Imagine Dragons Radioactive. I don't know. I just like the song and the video is cooler. So if you want to see Puppet Deathmatch, yeah, watch the video. And we'll go over the Midnight Stalker and the only versatile minion model in the Outcast crew, the Prospectors. Alright, see you in a minute. Talk to you in a minute anyway.
From inside,
I'm waking up. I feel it in my.
Alrighty, up next we have the Midnight Stalker. This guy here, serial killer, thinks he's better than the other serial killer in Malifaux, because the other serial killer is messy, sloppy, a hog, a butcher, and we're talking about Seamus. But this guy here, he is an enforcer living versatile, soul stone cost of 8, with a 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. He's manipulative, he's invader, so he'll gain fast when he's on your half of the table. He's got showboating at the end of his model's activation. If you cheated fate from its control hand during its activation, it may draw a card. He's honorable. This model cannot gain the distracted condition. Enemy models that start this that target this model when an attack actions ignore the negative suffered from the distracted condition. He's got a demise ability, internal. Once per turn, after his model is killed, it may discard a card. If it does, it can instead heal 4. And he's got hidden in plain sight. While not within line of sight of this crew's leader, this model is treated as having the same keywords as its true leader, as its crew's leader. So he shares keywords with the crew's leader, and when he's not in line of sight of the crew leader, he's got the serrated blade. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, and this is a range 1 weapon with a stat of 6. Critical strike, you know, with the ram. He's got maim with the crow. Target discards guard. Threaten for another attack action. Choose a keyword. Target gains adversary X, where X is the chosen keyword. Let's see. Choose a keyword. Target gains adversary X, where X is the chosen keyword. And with a mask on your heels, enemy only places model onto base contact with the target. So this will kind of work together with your hidden plain sight. While not within line of sight of this... Oh, this crew's team leader. Nah, never mind. I'm dumb. Anyway, forget what I was saying. And he's got leap, so why not give him leap? So he's a pretty cool model. I mean, he's a nice little hand-to-hand guide throughout there when you don't have anybody. He can run pretty much. I can see he's a nice model. If you want to run him, you want to have him. You throw out there with anybody, any master for the outcast you want. I personally won't throw him with my Victorias, because, well, they do a lot of hand-to-hand, as it is, and out of, not respect, but just out of whatever, I just don't want to put the Midnight Stalker in a crew full of ladies. Call me stupid, I don't know. Next up, we have the Prospector, and not least, she's 6 points, or he, 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. Manipulative. Dowsing stick at the start of this model activation. It may push up to 3 inches towards any ski marker within line of sight. Nice little control moving thing, not too bad. Mind Soul Stone at the start of this model's activation. It may gain stunned, but if it does, you can add 1 Soul Stone to this crew's Soul Stone pool. Very nice. This will fetch you a high price. After this model uses the interact action to remove an enemy ski marker, add 1 Soul Stone to this crew's Soul Stone pool. Wow, we're 2 ways to get Soul Stones on the front of the card. Mining tools. You may not declare resistant triggers during its action. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. Another attack action. I've struck a Soul Stone. This action may not be declared while engaged with an enemy. While engaged, enemy only, drop a scheme marker in the base contact with this model, push it towards the model. Tactical action appraise, remove target scheme, scrap, or corpse marker, flip a card which cannot be cheated, and resolve the following effect on what value you flipped. 0 through 5, draw a card and discard card. 6 through 10, draw a card. 11 through 14, drop this model's choice of either friendly or enemy scheme marker anywhere within range, then draw a card. And Malifaux Mining Law. Until the end of the phase, enemy models treat the area within 1-inch aura of a friendly scheme marker within range as hazardous terrain. It's got a trigger with a crow. I can dig it. Drop a ski marker in base contact with this model. So a lot of ski marker soulstone manipulation there. Six points. Not a lot of defense triggers with five defense. Six runes. Not a lot going on. And I know it's quirky. I don't know. If you're doing a lot with the ski markers and stuff, heck, why not? And the way I feel about everything in Malifaux, it doesn't hurt just to have everything. Anyway, that's going to be it today. That's all the versatile stuff going on. I know I didn't touch on upgrades, but that's all I got time to do today. I'm queuing soon again. Make sure you check out my Facebook page, Sean Hammer. On Facebook, I don't know what it is. Send your comments, questions, concerns, bitches, gripes, ideas, and complaints to SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. Keep listening, enjoy. Let me know what you like, don't like, so forth. We're going to be going over Jack Daw, Hamlin, and Seamus coming up soon. I know this is primarily becoming a Malifaux podcast, but yeah. I'll do some Kill Team coming up. Probably go over some Sisters Battle too, pretty much. Coming up soon. Take care of yourselves. Take care of family. Keep washing your hands. Keep clean. Let's beat this thing. And remember, most importantly, when we get out and we can play, if we're not having fun, stop playing the game. And, yeah, pretty much the song, last song, is one that I incorporate too with Tara. See if you get it. Alright, bye.
ever faithful to their needs, to hear the softly spoken magic spells.